I'm a 30-year-old Caucasian female living in the northeast area of the United States. I've lived with depression for as long as I can remember, dating back to probably when I was about 15. I've tried a lot of different medications, therapists, and treatment options. I've also lived, and still live, in poverty, been through domestic violence, and am a single parent. So there's lots to be depressed about. I was with a great guy for a long time, until I wasn't. My depression became unbearable. I sought out my doctor for help. I was put on 75 milligrams of Effexor. I'm not sure that I could say that it helped at the time, but I continued taking it and worked through the breakup, picking up the pieces of my life, my son's life, and just trying to get through it. I lost my job, and then I lost my house. We became homeless. Still, I pushed on. I noticed that if I missed a dose of the Effexor, I would get brain zaps, hand tremors, and feel like I was getting the flu. That was the very first indication to me that this was even a thing. I started Googling and reading the horror stories of what Effexor withdrawal is. I decided that since I had gained a bunch of weight and not really seen any wonderful improvements in my depression, that maybe I should try to taper off. I consulted my doctor, who recommended trying the every other day method. I tried this for a month, in which time I never got used to the withdrawals. Instead, I spent a full month of being sick every other day, being dizzy, having brain zaps, being emotional. Then I'd take the Effexor and be okay again. I then started Googling how other people were doing it. There was talk of opening the capsule and counting the beads, that it could take months, even a year. One woman said it took her 3 years. That just wasn't going to work for me. I felt stuck. I felt like I had gained all this weight. I was still depressed, and counting beads sounded even more depressing. I really couldn't find any information on anyone who stopped cold turkey and what their experience was. So, with the decision made, here's my experience. I took a week's vacation from work. I anticipated it would suck and that I wouldn't be able to drive and that I'd just hole up in my room and get through the worst of it. During this, I planned for my son to be with friends and relatives. I figured the worst of it would be 2 or 3 days, and then the other symptoms would just gradually decrease over time, but that I'd be in functioning shape. I stopped on a Tuesday. The withdrawals, of course, started right away on Wednesday. I started getting brain zaps, dizziness, vertigo, and cold sweats. I was okay, though. It was just one day. The second day, on Thursday, was rough. I didn't sleep the night before, and when I did, I had some lucid nightmares. I would dream the worst of the worst happening to my son. I would wake up crying and screaming, or I couldn't wake up at all, which was terrible. So Thursday, during the day, I felt awful from not having great sleep. I was sweating a lot and couldn't eat. I felt nauseous, but never threw up, thankfully. I felt dizzy, and the brain zaps were coming rapidly now. Thursday night, day 3, the nightmares continued. I tried loading up on omega-3s and fish oil, and Klonopin and Benadryl, which worked to a moderate extent. It put me to sleep, periodically. On Friday, day 4, the symptoms hit their peak, I think. They peaked for the next 4 days. The brain zaps became audible. I felt like I had tinnitus, like a train was going by me at fast speed, shaking my whole body, causing my hands to tremor. I started getting leg cramps, like Charlie horses, that brought me to my knees. When I laid down, I had restless leg syndrome. If you've never experienced that, it sucks. I tried weighted blankets to keep them still. I tried Benadryl around the clock to keep my body calm. I'd say the combo of Benadryl and Klonopin were the most helpful for me. On Saturday, day 5, it was still a peak. I was very sick. I was hardly sleeping and hardly eating. The brain zaps and restless leg syndrome with the tinnitus, dizziness, and nausea, I would say are the top 5 worst things you will experience in a cold turkey withdrawal from Effexor. Again, this is just my experience, and I would not recommend it without consulting with your medical professional. I have heard others can have seizures or other medical issues. I know my own body and what I'm capable of handling, and what worked for me may not work for anyone else. On Sunday, day 6, it was more of the same. Maybe slightly less restless leg syndrome and slightly less tremoring in my hands, and I think I began eating a bit too. Sleeping came without nightmares, but was still hard to come by. On Monday, day 7, through Monday, day 14, I'd say the worst was over. I did return to work on Monday, day 7, but I don't think I should have. I was pretty emotional and all over the place. I felt overwhelmed, and the brain zaps were distracting and overwhelming. Things were happening, and I wouldn't remember them happening. I started to get scared around this time. Even though the huge withdrawal symptoms had abated some, my emotions were all over the place. The mental piece of the withdrawal really started to fuck with me. I did not like having these big memory lapses and having someone say, "Don't you remember? I told you XYZ," and then tearing up because I didn't remember, and it was scary. On Wednesday, day 9, I spoke with my employer at the end of my workday and said I needed some time for medical reasons. I couldn't handle being that emotional at work. The next day, something very tragic happened, and I won't go into detail, but it would cause even the healthiest person to have a mental breakdown. This sent me into quite the tailspin. I felt suicidal and truly like I couldn't survive this. I created a will, a power of attorney, and a DNR with my wishes very specific. I had never done this before, and even though I knew my wishes, I wanted it in a written document. I emailed this to the person I wished to have this control in the event of my death, and then I spent the night contemplating how I could do this and not hurt my son. It was a very scary time. I took the day off Thursday, day 10, and cried and thought about killing myself all day. I tried reaching out to a few friends, but the incident that was so horrific was not something I could share openly with many people. I buried it down. On Friday, day 11, I went to my doctor. I told her what I had done. I was hyperventilating and could barely get out my entire story. She said that the worst was over in terms of symptomology of withdrawal from the Effexor, but that she was genuinely shocked I white-knuckled it without a hospital trip. It's now Tuesday, day 14. I still have the brain zaps. I'm still going through some shit, but I slept last night. I have eaten here and there. I am through the worst. I'm sure of it. Along with the roller coaster of emotion, the thing that surprised me the most is that it appears Effexor suppressed many emotions for me. My sadness, but also my happiness. I'm feeling better today, for the first time in 2 weeks, and I recognize that happiness. I recognize that strong girl that was there before this horrible medication. I end this by saying that I don't recommend going cold turkey off Effexor. I wrote this because there appears to be a huge lack of information on the web regarding anyone who has done it, what the timeline looks like, what you may experience, how possible it may be if you choose it. So, here's one experience for the interwebs. And if you're in the throes of depression, if you're in the middle of hell itself, give it one more fucking minute. Just breathe and give it one more second, one more night of sleep, one more day. If you are going through hell, keep going. I originally went on Effexor XR after dealing with moderate anxiety, lack of energy, and inability to concentrate. I originally went on Effexor Extended Release after dealing with moderate anxiety, lack of energy, and inability to concentrate. My doctor even wrote the prescription with an Effexor pen. I had heard some negative things about the withdrawal, but my doctor said it was rare and not serious, and I was excited about the possibility of being able to perform better in school and not having panic attacks. For the first couple of weeks, I felt pretty good. This was probably due to some placebo effect, and the semester had just begun. After that, everything went downhill. I was completely unable to wake up on my own. I would sleep until perhaps 2 or 3 in the afternoon if allowed. I began asking my roommates to wake me up. They were unsuccessful because they would talk to me while I was asleep, and I would talk back, but just fall back asleep and have no recollection of the conversations later. Because I couldn't wake up, I began doing extremely poorly in school, and my anxiety began to get worse and worse, until it was the worst it had ever been. I had not been depressed before I had gone on Effexor, but I began to have suicidal thoughts for the first time since I was 14 years old. I am 22 now. Paranoia began to take control of my life completely, and I wasn't able to do anything at all other than go to work for a few hours and then fall asleep when I got home for like 14 hours. So I stopped taking the Effexor. Unfortunately, going to school and working full-time, I didn't have the time to go back to my doctor. While I knew there were withdrawal effects, I knew I could never put another Effexor pill in my mouth. After a day or so, I began to feel kind of high. It was sort of a hazy feeling, not really bad. Then the electrical sensations began. It didn't hurt like being shocked, but I could feel something like charges running through my skin all over my body. After a week or two, the electrical charges had diminished somewhat, and the rest of the withdrawal was gone. However, what had felt like electrical charges running through my body became shorter, and feeling like bugs crawling on my skin in different places. This drove me crazy, and has still not gone away completely. I had been off the medicine for 2 months. My depression worsened. I then went to another doctor, who prescribed me Wellbutrin SR and Xanax, which together have 1. Restored my energy, 2. Eliminated my depression, and 3. Controlled my panic attacks. Like I said, I still feel the bugs crawling on me, but otherwise, the Wellbutrin has really helped counteract the damage that Effexor has done to my body. Maybe Effexor is right for someone, but it made my anxiety, which it was supposed to treat, way worse, and pretty much ruined my semester, which I really needed to do well in. It made me extremely depressed, especially after I stopped taking it, and the side effects of the withdrawal are still with me now. Don't take this medicine unless you are okay with the possibility that it could really put a roadblock in your path to success. I was diagnosed with manic depression in the year 2002. I started visiting a shrink to see if there was any way to get my life back on a roll. So far, I've had about 7 of these drug-pushing megalomaniacs each saying something different about my mind state. The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd prescribed Zoloft, an ineffective placebo in my opinion. The next few decided to throw the government's form of cocaine at me, also known as Adderall. Finally, I was prescribed a lurid little pill known as Effexor. Effexor, the chemical that has made a somewhat gloomy life turn into a full-blown downward spiral of anxiety, depression, melancholy, and pure physical and mental unrest. I started ingesting the satanic seed every morning. For the first 2 weeks, there was no significant effect. However, by the 3rd week, I started noticing a mild feeling of discombobulation, along with a clammy and offsetting sweat. That was no biggie. I could live with it. Within the next week, my mind started racing, and I began losing precious hours of rest and repose. Stubbornly, I continued taking the medication routinely, not succumbing to the bizarre change my mind was creeping to. It wasn't long before my conscience rudely slapped me in the face with the realization that something was definitely quirky with this drug. I was feeling inebriated and loopy every day. Paranoia, anxiety, and restlessness grabbed me by the throat and pulled me into a cesspool of depression. Unforgivingly, life placed another turd between myself and happiness. My parents divorced, leaving me in custody of my little brother and stealing all my sacred privacy along with the time I needed for my homework, thus not allowing me to send a plea for help to any professional. So, out of exhaustion and desperation, I neglected taking my routine medication, bringing on to me the immense burden of withdrawal. I can only describe the following week and a half as the lowest mind state a human can go through without committing suicide. I felt like the loneliest human being on the face of the earth. I hated everything with the wrath I thought only Lucifer could feel. I could not trust a single human being on the planet, including myself. It felt like what I once called life was just a constant threat. My body felt like plastic, and my stomach felt like a deflated ball. I was on the verge of suicide. I felt that death was a gift of infinite repose. I stopped feeling completely. I remained in the zombie-like state for what seemed like an eternity, yet turned out to be a mere week. In exhaustion, I finally arrived at a weekend. I decided to lay down for a nap. That nap turned out to last the whole weekend, the longest time I had ever slept in my life. I woke up on Monday morning feeling a bit groggy. Tuesday, I felt a slight feeling of relief. And finally, Wednesday, like being born again.